Track 9, more news stories. Tesco to help families in the area this Easter. Shoppers in Teignbridge will be able to help families in need this Easter thanks to an initiative at Tesco. The superstore in Kingstainton will be providing pre-packed donation bags for customers to buy as part of its Easter holiday helps. Shoppers can pick up a bag to put through the checkout to support families facing financial difficulties during the school holidays. The popular donation bags, pre-packed with healthy, long-life food items, will be available in Tesco's Kingstainton Superstore during the Easter break between April the 7th and 20th to make donating the most needed items easier. According to charities Fair Share and Trussell, the most needed items are UHT and powdered milk, tinned meat and fish, long life fruit juice, cooking, pasta sauces, tinned vegetables, tinned and dried soup, pasta, rice and noodles, cereal and porridge, tea and coffee, and sponge or rice pudding. Claire De Silva, head of communities at Tesco, said, "With the lack of free school meal provision during the holidays, we know families find it difficult to make ends meet and give their kids nutritious meals. Tesco partners with the charity Trussell, whose food banks support Teignbridge families year-round, with nearly two-thirds of its support last year provided to families with children. It has seen the number of emergency food parcels increase by 94% over the past 5 years. Another Tesco partner, Fair Share, is the UK's largest food redistribution charity, providing good-to-eat surplus food to a wide range of charities and community groups. Tesco also supports Fair Share and other community groups by redistributing unsold food from all its Teignbridge stores as part of its Community Food Connection programme. Customers can also donate the value of their club card vouchers to either Fair Share or Trussell online."
Chinese dragon to add fire to carnival parade. A spectacular 23-metre-long Chinese-inspired dragon will form the grand finale to this year's Dawlish Carnival Parade. The dragon and accompanying lanterns are being created at Open Craft Workshops at the Alice Cross Centre in Teignmouth with community artist Sam Locke. At the first of 10 workshops held on the Thursday, April the 3rd, the Alice Cross was a riot of oranges and reds as the dragon began to take shape, bringing people together to create the community float and lanterns, all made from recycled materials, is all part of the Alice Cross ethos of shared spirit, a centre spokesman explained. "This community float is all about bringing a touch of festivity to our everyday spaces in this joyous event," they added. The workshops, which have been funded by Dawlish Celebrates Carnival, are free of charge and open to all ages and abilities. Participants can attend any or all of the crafting sessions. Everyone will be invited to walk with the dragon at the carnival parade on Friday the 15th of August. Dawlish Carnival will run from Saturday the 9th of August to Friday the 15th of August. Some events traditionally run during Carnival Week have had to be scrapped this year as the Carnival Committee work around the extensive Southwest waterworks taking place in the town. It's a knockout and the pram race have fallen victim to the line-up changes as the Carnival Committee adapt to the reduced space available on the lawn. Instead, there will be an afternoon of beach activities including raft races and a fancy dress walk in the sea. A day of children's activities will take place at Manor Gardens, and a new pub challenge will take the form of a walking event between pubs with teams doing challenges inside.
Mulberry House blooms in spring celebration. Residents at a Bubby Tracy care home are now enjoying the blooms of spring. Mulberry House Care Home is blossoming and opened its doors for a special spring celebration. The spokesman said, "A garden became a hive of happy activity with residents and guests getting hands-on, planting vibrant flowers and potting seeds. Our planters are now proudly filled with colour and life thanks to the helping hands of everyone who joined in. A huge thank you to everyone who came along and helped make it such a blooming lovely day." Family, friends and neighbours joined in with entertainment provided by Peter McDell. Gifts of wildflower seeds were given to the guests as a thank you.
Town's new chatter and natter table. Newton Abbott has become the latest town to join a national scheme aimed at tackling loneliness. The Plot Hub is now home to a chatty table. The new table is a part of the Chatty Table Cafe scheme, which was started in 2017 and encourages conversation among strangers. There are approximately 600 venues across the UK, with Newton Abbott being among the latest. Volunteer Kathy Pennicott will be on hand at the Chatty Table every Monday from 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Plot Hub on Union Street. There are many lonely people out there, so this is a brilliant idea, Kathy said. People are encouraged to pop along for a chat and a cup of tea.
Wild About Devon Award for Swift Man. A Dawlish carpenter has been recognised for his remarkable dedication to Swifts and wide-reaching work after winning the Individual Inspiration Wild About Devon Award. Jerry Horn, who set up the Devon Swift Project, said he was surprised by the award, but was pleased that the project and the Swifts had received acknowledgement. "They really are an amazing species, which deserve our effort and support now that they are a red-listed species," Jerry noted. Swifts, who spend most of their lives airborne, come to the UK for around 3 months to breed. However, numbers have declined by 60% over the last 20 years, mainly due to a lack of nesting sites. Traditionally, swifts have nested in the rooftops and crevices of historic buildings, but modern construction and the tidying up of older buildings are leaving the birds with fewer safe places to breed. The Devon Swift Project aims to increase potential nesting sites for the visiting birds, whose arrival typically marks the beginning of summer. This is achieved by installing colony boxes for swifts in church towers, replicating their natural nest sites. The project also hopes to empower individuals and groups to set up their own installations and swift projects. The Devon Swift Project is funded by Devon Birds, the Devon Environment Foundation and Riverford Farms. Having installed 43 swift colony boxes in the 620 Devon churches with bell towers, Jerry plans to continue with the installations. Churches provide a safe and secure environment to locate the nest boxes, Jerry explained, but he is keen to extend the reach of the project. "I'm trying to focus more on the community engagement of what can be achieved for swift conservation. Installing nest boxes on homes and businesses will help address the population decline." The Wild About Devon Award winners were announced at the Devon Local Nature Partnership Conference held at Sandy Park in Exeter at the end of last month. Over 70 nominations were made across 5 categories in the awards. Among the winners were Exminster Green Spaces team, who won the award for Community Wildlife Group. "We were blown away by the quality of this year's nominations. It was exciting and moving to learn about the many extraordinary people across Devon who are dedicating their time and their efforts to looking out for their local wildlife," said Wild About Devon coordinator and awards judge Bridie Kennelly.